Blog Talk Radio.
Howdy, boo. Welcome to Homemade Business 101. My name is Isaiah. I have the pleasure of introducing the host. You know him. He's everybody's hero, my best friend. Will you please join me in welcoming my granddaddy, Baba Jahi?
Well, good morning, good morning, good morning. Good morning, good morning. Thank you so much, Isaiah, as you do each and every morning, introducing the show to our listening audience, those 40,200-plus listeners, hey, growing every day, and we want to thank you so much. Over 200 people tuned in last week, you know, and we're just excited about all of the people that are tuning in, listening to broadcasts here on Homebase Business 101 here on Blog Talk Radio. And again, you know, hey, we thank you for your text messages, the encouragement, and your messages, you know, around questions and comments. And again, for those that's tuning in for the first time, you can text us at 252-406-0774. That's 252-406-0774. Today we're going to be doing part two of Do You Have What It Takes? Yes, part two. Yesterday we talked about, you know, one, making sure you got to be passionate about what you want, you know, passionate about what you want, you know, because if you're not passionate about it, it's just not going to work with you. You know, you said, you know, that passion gives vision energy and vision gives passion direction. Passion gives you starting power. Passion gives you staying power. Starting power is easier than staying power, see. It's easy to start something, but staying consistent in it, you know, you got to do that. You know, and there's a quote from Abraham Lincoln, things may come to those who wait, but only things left are those who hustle. So, you know, you got to move on what it is you want to do and be passionate about it. You know, being the first to do something is the most obvious way to set yourself apart from others. You know, hey, do it first. Look at, you know, some trends that were set. You know, McDonald's was the first to popularize the concept of fast food, and they're still the top of the fast food chain. They don't necessarily have the best burger, but they've been out there so long, and people see them golden arches, and it's almost like they're attracted to it. FedEx was the first to offer time-certain delivery. Sears and Roebuck was able to offer convenience of cattle shopping, and Dell Computers was the first to sell customized computers online. See, so, you know, that's what's going to take. So it's your uniqueness of your idea that will attract the financial support to get things off the ground for you, that uniqueness. Next thing you got to do is as we get into today's show, is that you got to be a promoter. Are you a promoter? Do you promote what you do? See, to be a promoter, you know, you must, you got to be an active promoter and discusser of what you do. In other words, when people see you, they know what you're going to talk about. See, that's, you know, being a great promoter. You got to promote what it is that you do. If you don't promote it, who will? You know, do you believe you have something so much? Do you believe in something so much that, you know, that you have to tell everybody about it? See, that's like, you know, when you things that you're a promoter, you know, you're an active supporter and advocate for what you know and stand for. And you believe in it so much that you just have to talk about it all the time. You know, that's when you know you're excited. See, excitement, enthusiasm. And this is the thing that really amazes me. How do you expect to be successful in something that you're not excited about? So, again, I'm talking about, do you have what it takes? Hey, you know, if you got a question or comment, you know, feel free to send us a text at 252-406-0774. But how can you expect to be successful in something you're not excited about? You know, it never ceases to amaze me. I meet people in different business ventures. No enthusiasm, no excitement. We call them secret agents. No one even knows they're in the business. But yet they think they're going to make some money in it. As Art Williams would say, dumb, dumb, dumb. You know, how do you expect to make money in something that you don't tell nobody nothing about? See, because if you're a promoter, then you believe in it such a way that others want to be a part of it. You just, everybody has to be a part of this. I got to tell you about this. You know, I can't let you miss this. You know, now I know sometimes, you know, we got to find a good way to promote so you don't get on people's nerves. But there's a thin line between getting on people's nerves and not promoting. See, some people say, well, you know, I don't want to worry them about this. You're not worried. You just want to make sure, hey, look, I want to share the good news. If you share the good news from church, you don't get, you know, those of you, my church-going listeners out there, you don't get upset about sharing the Bible verse with somebody. Bible verse means something to you and touch you a certain way. You want everybody to know about it. It's got to be the same with your business. You don't be saying, well, you know, I ain't going to tell them about what the Lord thinks. I just let them go to hell. I don't think, you know, most believers function that way. So it's the same with promoting your business. You got to see it as the best thing since potato chips, if you like potato chips. Now, if you don't like potato chips, it ain't the best thing since potato chips. But anyway, you know, the point I'm making is that, you know, being able to promote what you are about. Next is, can you handle stress? Oh, this is a biggie here. In order to have what it takes, can you handle stress? So you get people at times to say, well, can you find me a stress-free opportunity? Stress is a part of life. So you got to find a way to be able to handle it. You know, stress is a part of life. See, stress, the gap between the demands placed on us and our ability to meet those demands. It's just, you just got to find a way to have the ability to meet the things that are stressing you out. Some pressure points in terms of stressful things that you're going to deal with in terms of your business venture. Financial challenges we all face. Again, your ability to be able to deal with them. How are you going to deal with the financial challenges to push your business forward? That's going to be some stressful moments. Don't quit. Don't throw up your hands and say, I don't know what to do. You just have to dig deep. Make sure you have a mentor, coach, someone that can help you through these challenges and pressure points. Pressure point number two, time constraints. Finding the time to get everything done you want to get done. Some days it just don't seem to be enough hours in the day. Some days it seems like you need 27 hours for the day. You need 30 hours. It's 24 hours in the day. You need a 30-hour day to get everything done. You need, you know, you need time constraints. Why we usually have time constraints? Usually because when we're in the business venture that we're in, we're starting it up, or whatever, we're all by ourselves. Which leads to the next one, little support. Little support. How much support do we get from others? It's very, very important, especially if you work from home. This show is Home-Based Business 101. It's very important if you work from home and you know, you have a family setting, is that you set some rules so your family understands what you're doing. Because you work from home doesn't mean that you do nothing. You know, that's one of the things amazing, too. You know, some people I talk to, you know, and they say, well, hey, you know, I want to get with you on such and such. And I said, well, I'm not available then. So I thought you worked for yourself. I said, I do. I got work to do. Well, you know, well, why can't you just stop and you know, make room for me? No, I don't. I already play every day. So they wouldn't ask you that if you're doing a 9-to-5 job. You know, they know you work 9-to-5. They say, look, I want to get with you at 3 o'clock. It may not be at work. Well, why don't you just take off? They wouldn't ask you to do that. When you work for yourself, they think you do nothing. They didn't know to devalue what you're doing. they don't believe any value in it. You work for yourself. You take off when you want, right? Yeah, well, if I take off all the time, I ain't getting no work done. Next is, pressure point is lack of options. New intervention, you're trying to get through and, you're trying to find the right options to take, the right way to get things done. Because you usually have lack of resources because you just get started. Lack of resources, can limit. You can cause you to have a lot of stress. This is a big unforeseen problem. When you go into a business venture, there's going to be unforeseen problems that you're going to encounter every day. See, but you got to go up to grow up. What do we mean by that? So you're going to go through some things that I call them growing pains. You couldn't have saw that problem coming because you hadn't gotten to the point down the road in your business where the problem appeared. It's like this whole thing of people talking about, I don't want to take any risks. In terms of dealing with stress, there are no risk-free ventures. Number four, are you healthy? This is a biggie right here. Are you healthy? So you got to make sure you take care of your health. And, it's a quote. This lady says, if you look like your passport photo, you're too ill to travel. A little joke there. Are you happy? Do you have a smile on your face? Have you found a way, to deal with that stress so that you can maintain an optimum health level of being able to stay healthy. It used to be a quote by, Ben Franklin? Early to bed, early to rise makes a man healthy, wealthy, and wise. Early to bed, early to rise makes one healthy, wealthy, and wise. Balancing, your life to the extent that you can get some balance, it's probably impossible to be totally balanced. But, working through how to understand the seasons that exist in your life and how to manage those seasons, whether you're in a harvest season or whether you're in a sowing season, sowing seeds, or whether you're in a planting season, or you're in a resting season. Working through those seasons so that you can find ways to deal with optimum health. Number five, and I talked about this a little bit with stress, is are you comfortable with risk? Are you comfortable with risk? Some people say, I don't want to do nothing risky. Well, the most risky path is the path of inaction. Doing nothing is more risky than doing something. Doing nothing means nothing can improve for you. See, but some people say, I want a risk-free way to win in the business. There's no such animal. You're going to have to take risks. You see, what happens when you take risks? You learn faster than most people because you get a quicker education. People that don't take risks, they don't get the experience which you experience. So you experience it sooner. They take forever to get to, what you're going through. You experience it now. They might not experience it till 15 years from now because they're not taking any risks. So you learn faster. You get a faster learning curve. That's what's important, to take risks. You take a risk and you learn something from it. You said, okay, well, hey, that didn't work. I won't do that again. See, and then it helps you find what will work. See, going through the doors of opportunity You go through one door, it leads you to another door, that leads you to another door, that leads you to another door, and then you find what you're looking for. Some people won't go through the first door, or they go through the first door, and then they stop. They won't go any further. Most people like to be told what to do, as opposed to planning what they're going to do. You know, here's a point from John C. Maxwell about risk. To laugh is to risk appearing the fool. To weep is to risk appearing sentimental. To reach out for another is to risk involvement. To expose feelings is to risk exposing your true self. To place your ideas and dreams before a crowd is to risk their loss. To love is to risk not being loved in return. To live is to risk dying. To hope is to risk despair. To try is to risk failure. But risk must be taken, because the greatest hazard in life is to risk nothing. The person who risks nothing, does nothing, has nothing, is nothing. They may avoid suffering and sorrow, but they cannot learn, feel, change, grow, love, or live. Chained by their attitudes, they are slaves. They have forfeited freedom. Only the person who risks is free. See, so risk has a lot to do with breaking the chains of slavery. Yes, there's a lot of mental and physical slavery still going on here in the 21st century. It's because people are afraid to take risks. So I'm going to play it safe. So they stay a slave. They don't live. They don't live. Number six, along as do you have what it takes? Do you have strong people skills? You heard me talk about this before. In terms of business, you have to be a people person. See, that ties in with being that promoter. The promoter and being a people person, you're going to get out, you're going to talk to people, you're going to share with people what it is that you're involved in. You take the risk to open your mouth and talk to them. See. Here's a quote from John Maxwell's book, Winning with People. The friendship principle. All things being equal, people will work with people they like. All things not being equal, they still will. People will work with people they like. So you got to have good people skills. Even if they don't like you, if you got good people skills, you know, hey, tell them we'll still work with you. So your people knowledge helps you understanding people, helps you build your business. You got to have people knowledge. Takes me back to think about one of the great leaders of our time, Harriet Tubman. They said Harriet Tubman couldn't read, but she said she could read people, her people knowledge. That's why she was able to help people escape from slavery. Never got caught with a bounty on her head that in today's dollars and cents would be worth about $1.3 million. But sure, she was able to read people so good. Her people knowledge helped her understand the business that she was in. Your service knowledge, the treatment of people helps you with your business. Your service knowledge, how do you treat people? Not to repeat a purchase are not about product or price. They're about some decision in the service relationship. 80% of decisions is not about the price or the product. It's about the service relationship. I'll give you an example. Went to a store to buy something, and lady was handling the customer in front of me in a very rude way. You know, very rude. It was very rude to the customer in front of me. I turned around and walked out the store. I decided I wasn't going to buy no fish from that store. You know, I came in there with the intent to purchase their product because I wanted some fresh fish that day. I didn't like the way the customer in front of me was being treated and talked to. Thus, I turned around and I left out of the store. Even though I had every intent of going into that store to purchase what I wanted, which was fresh fish. I didn't want no frozen. I didn't want no frozen fish. See, so it says 80% of decisions not to repeat a purchase are not about product and price. They're about some dimension of the service relationship. The service relationship was lousy. I thought it was indecent and indignant, and I said, I refuse to give them my money. Make sure that your service relationship is good. Next, your business reputation. Your reputation for relationships helps build your business. What is your reputation? See, that's why it's important to make sure that you handle your customers right and your people right. I got a colleague, he has, two businesses. He has high turnover because he has poor people skills. He's got a great business model. But he has high turnover in terms of employees. He can't keep any employees because he has poor people skills. Poor people skills. You don't curse at your employees. Figure they got to take that because I'm paying you. No, you don't do that. You got to have good people skills. And next is, personal relationships. See, your friendships with others build your business. Your personal relationships. Personal relationships are very, very important in terms of, how you move your business and the things that you need to be able to get done. Next, how do you embrace failure? Number seven, how do you embrace failure? How do you embrace failure? Because you're going to experience a series of failures in your business. There's going to be things that just not going to go right some days. And you got to learn how, failing forward. And how do you achieve? Even when you're presented with an obstacle. How do you achieve, even when presented with an obstacle? Just think if the little child, when they was learning how to walk, every time they fell down, they decided they wasn't going to get back up. They laughed, they smiled, they get back up. They stumble a little bit more, they get back up. Then eventually they didn't figure it out, and they walk on past you, and they laugh, and they get. Learn from that child. Learn from that child. And then also dealing with failure. Are you creative in your problem solving? Creative in your problem solving. Be creative in your problem solving. Problem solving is a very, very important thing to deal with, It takes a lot of creativity to deal with the realities of life. Creativity is the joy of not knowing it all. The joy of not knowing it all refers to the realization that we seldom, if ever, have all of the answers. We always have the ability to generate more solutions to just about any problem. Being creative is being able to see or imagine a great deal of opportunity to life's problems. Creativity is having many options. Many options. What is a problem? Here's some letters about what problems stand for. PROBLEMS, problem. Basically, problems center around having serious issues that we need to always be able to confront, and confront, and confront, and confront. And P, predictors. Predictor is something that's going on, problems. P, predictor, something that moves you, something that, you know, just forces you to have to deal with something. R, reminders. Remind you something you need to address. O, opportunities. Do you see the opportunity in the problem which leads to B, blessings? See, the hidden blessings, the seed is in them. Napoleon Hill says, in every adversity, there's a seed of a silver lining. The L, lessons. What lessons do you learn from your problems? Everywhere. Problems are everywhere. See, don't pretend they don't exist. They're everywhere. So you got to embrace them. There's messages in the problems. Problems you face, there's a message in it. And F, solvable. So problems are predictors, reminders, opportunities, blessings, lessons, everywhere, messages, and they're also solvable. You can solve your problems. They're not to the point that they're so insurmountable that you cannot solve them. See, you have to make up your mind. It's just a matter of time. Are you going to solve them? Are you going to solve? Hey, we'll be back again tomorrow as we do part three of Do You Have What It Takes? If you got a question or comment or on anything that we shared today, hey, make sure you send us a text to 252-406-0774, 252-406-0774. And remember, hey, it's not too late to get yourself a home-based business tax shelter before 2012 ends. If you need information on how to go about doing that, make sure you send us a text with your email address in it to 252-406-0774 and let us know, hey, I need that tax information. I want to get me a tax shelter so that I can get me a bigger, better tax return for 2013. And we'd be more than happy to help you with that. So as my grandmother would say, hey, God willing and the creek don't rise, I will be back with you again tomorrow morning as we talk about Do You Have What It Takes, as we do part three of Do You Have What It Takes. And I hope you enjoyed this show. And we want to thank the 40,200-plus listeners that have been tuning in to shows here on Home Based Business 101 on Blog Talk Radio. Until next time, God bless you.